A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey guys, welcome to...
Oh, hey.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Welcome to Football Land.
Yeah. Hey guys, here's the thing.
Football Land.
Two words.
No, not two words. And we had that debate and I believe it's been put to bed.
Two words.
It's a bit like, you know, you won, get over it kind of thing. Except I was the winner because it's Football Land.
I guess it's not over until we actually build the sign.
True.
That's very true. Do you remember my 3D sign that kind of, my Escher got around it where it read like one, but there was definitely a gap.
Yeah.
But forward rather than sideways. Mm-hmm.
That's clever. That's
bit
really
like the
clever.
Football sculpture outside IKEA in Brent Cross.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Yeah, very much like that, except this is not IKEA in Brent Cross. This is a billion-dollar theme park called Football Land in Qatar.
Yeah.
You know, Mark, your problem is you keep saying it's a fairground. And that's like when we get into pitching this to the Qataris, you need to not say it's a fairground. I mean, one of the right ideas you had a couple of times ago, the diving header, you wanted to make it into a. You can't come to the meeting to pitch.
Right.
You're going to have to watch it on a screen outside like you're a failed apprentice candidate.
Okay, fair enough.
Ryan, you're just lazy. You don't build anything.
I built the Steve Mechanical Ball.
Yeah, you're banging on about that. You've had a week. What ride have you built?
Well, I told you. Not last week, but over Christmas I built something out of Lego.
Yeah? Mm. The Seinfeld set. You got a Seinfeld set for Christmas. I saw it. And you built it out of Lego.
No. I got a fairground.
You got a fair. You're going on about fairgrounds now as well.
Yeah.
You two need to pull your socks up.
I am already working on the ride I'm going to pitch this week. That's not a lie, and I will provide video evidence.
Okay, right. So it hasn't even been voted in yet, Mark, and you're wasting your time building it.
Well, if you vote it out, then I'm not to blame for not building anything.
Right. This is like HS2, lads. This is like HS2. We are making pig's ear of this.
But. They have found a lot of archaeological stuff on that. So there might be a...
So what, Time Team can go and do a dig in Football Land?
Yeah. There might be some other positive out of us doing this.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is yet, and we won't know until we start it in earnest.
So we need to start it in earnest, lads. We need to get building. This is the episode where we actually start building. I tell you what, let's do that next week. Let's come up with three more rides week. Okay?
Yeah, I'm game.
So Football Land, big theme park in Qatar, world's first football-themed theme park Qatar for the World Cup in Qatar this November.
Mm. In Qatar.
We're building three more rides for it. Okay, let's have a jingle. Football land. I know you said a couple of times ago you don't want to see any more giant fiberglass footballers in our theme park. Can we make one exception?
Yes.
Okay.
Not one, two.
Go on.
I've got an idea for next week. That might also be a giant fiberglass footballer.
We can get round it. I'm going to pitch the requirement of a fiberglass giant footballer in this one, but if we can, I've got a way round it, okay? Oh. This is called Snoring James Milner, okay? Snoring James Milner. It's James Milner. Huh. And
you'd hope so.
It's a game.
Yeah.
Where we have James Milner on his side, a fiberglass. You know, like Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah.
Where he sleeps at the start.
What, lying down?
Well, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah, most people sleep lying down.
Yeah, but he's a giant sleeping.
Parrots sleep.
Yeah, but
no, but parrots sleep standing up. Do they?
Don't
horses sleep standing up.
do they?
No, I don't think they do.
Don't they?
No.
Have you
no,
ever seen a horse tucked under a duvet? A
no, well, they've got hay.
They've got hay.
They don't lie in it, though. Yeah, they sleep standing up.
Yeah, because hay is their food, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why no, would you sleep
like
in your
sleeping
own food?
In a bowl of cornflakes?
I'm pretty sure they don't.
But that's the best way, because if you're sleeping in your cornflakes, you can always have a little nibble at night time.
They'd wake you up, though, with the crunchiness. If you had to sleep in something edible, I know what I'd choose. What
porridge.
Would you choose? Porridge. You'd sink Ooh. In the porridge and drown.
All right, mate. It's my mind.
I'd sleep in a Yorkshire pudding.
Oh.
On it, rather, not in it. I'm not some weird human toad in the hole.
I'd maybe go for spaghetti.
Oh, weird. Yeah. Really slimy and cold.
It'd be like snakes.
Not when it's first out of the pan. It's
too hot.
It'd be like sleeping on hot snakes.
Yeah, hot snakes.
That's Tennessee Williams' new play. Sleeping on hot snakes. Anyway, Snoring James Milner, it's a good game where you go into a massive dark room like the size of a big warehouse, okay? A big warehouse full of imagine like twinkly stars on the roof, on the ceiling. So it's lovely nighttime.
Like a nursery.
A nighttime nursery. Uh-huh. A nighttime nursery with a big bed. Okay, giant bed, like you're a borrower in a giant's room, in a giant's bedroom, and they've gone to bed. Sorry, I don't know what else to describe this room. Yeah. They haven't, it's not two people, it's just one. It's James Milner, he's a giant, and he's in bed, and he's asleep.
Is it a big bed, or is he overlapping?
Overlapping with who?
Well, like the song about Peter Crouch, his feet stick out the bed.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah, but James Milner is normal size. So
well,
it'd be
giant.
A normal sized bed. Yeah, but it's a giant proportionate.
The giants aren't normal sized.
Yeah,
Anthony.
But the bed's also normal. Is it to scale?
No, a giant in a normal sized bed, he wouldn't fit.
Yeah, and that's why the bed's not big.
It's not big.
He's not like got his feet
I'm
sticking
so
out like
confused.
He's one of the grandparents in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And we all know they boned.
What are you suggesting? That their feet stuck out of bed because of poverty?
Because they were boning so much. The bed clothes were everywhere.
Just writhed up, yeah.
Well,
even when the kids were in there with them?
No, the kids went off to the chocolate factory. That's like they
forged,
they forged a golden ticket so they could just get it
while
on.
While they were boning, one of them went to the chocolate factory.
But Grandpa, he took
he
it for the...
He was more traditional.
He was more traditional. He was a Quaker.
Quakers...
Famously,
largely invented chocolate.
Largely, the Incas did that, mate.
No, but Roundtree's, Cadbury's, Quaker.
This is like
all Quakers.
That's the chocolate equivalent of Sky Sports saying there was no football before 1992.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Yeah? The Quakers invented cereal, so you stop wanking off.
Yeah, yeah. And the Incas.
Yeah,
everyone
to Wellville.
Yeah, everyone was knocking it off left,
Whereas
right, and centre at
they
breakfast
came
time.
Up with chocolate fingers.
Yeah, and party rings.
Chocolate finger in a party ring.
Right, so... what a delight at your party.
Yeah.
Anyway, James Milner is a game. Everyone's in, like, 50 people. You're going in, he's snoring, and you've got to retrieve 5 items without disturbing James Milner
items
before he wakes up. Well, they're memorabilia items from his career.
Oh.
So, that time he played for... Can't think of any. Literally can't think of any.
I mean,
he's had a great career.
He's had an amazing
Villa,
career.
Newcastle, a different item for each club. Villa, Newcastle, City, Liverpool.
Yeah, he's won quite a bit.
Yeah, maybe a trophy. Maybe a miniature trophy
That's
from each
good,
time.
Yeah.
Did he win any trophy? One club has to have two things because otherwise there's only 4 artifacts.
Well, and Villa's just like...
Leeds, you're forgetting Leeds.
Picture of Lee Hendry. Oh, yeah. Started at Leeds.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you said it.
I didn't say Leeds. I said Villa.
No.
Yeah, so 5 clubs.
Okay.
Yeah. So Leeds. It's a picture of Peter Ridsdale.
Yep.
Yeah.
Villa next.
It's a picture of Villa.
Randy
Lee
Hendry. Lee Hendry's car. Newcastle. You could get some sweat off, like combined blood congealed from that fight between Lee Bowyer and.
You started off really attainable.
Yeah. Go on.
You started off with a picture of Peter Ridsdale.
Uh huh.
Then we've now got
a
trawl through eBay and
a little
find...
model car, die-cast matchbox car from Lee
a
Hendry.
Little car, that's fine. That's doable.
And then some congealed
blood and...
between Woodgate and Bowyer.
And then from Manchester City, the concept
of
atmospheric pressure.
Yeah. Man City, an actual trophy. and Liverpool an actual trophy.
This, so it's all in the bed with him?
No, they're dotted around the room, and you got to sneak around.
Are they giant-sized or normal-sized?
They are normal-sized, but everything on the floor is really loud, like rustling crisp packets,
right?
A mouse trap, some cymbals, a wind chime.
Mouse traps, like, loud, very...
Very loud, mate. Are you trying to tell me that mouse traps are quiet? Not the ones where it's just glue.
Actually.
Not the glue paper ones.
I was just going to say,
just
like,
squiggly.
They're loud, but just once, for a very short period of time.
Yeah, it's enough to wake someone up.
It is enough to wake someone up. Oh. And also, if you get your toe trapped on a mouse trap, you're not just going to screech once, are you? You're going to go, fuck!
You won't do that if there's a giant James Milner about to eat you all up.
No, and that's the thing. He will eat you. Will eat you.
All up or just a bit
snoring.
Up?
So, snoring is very rhythmical, yeah?
Can be.
Your tactics would be, if you do any rustling on crisp packets, you do any screeching, you get it done during the snoring.
Okay.
So that's the game.
But I think... Right, let's vote on that.
I've invented this game with a really easy mechanic to navigate.
Oh, come on, mate. It's not that easy. It's like you only got a certain amount of time and you've got to keep moving on because people are prodding you behind with, room.
Can one of the things on the floor be a car horn from the 1920s?
Yeah, definitely a car horn. Yeah, absolutely. Loud things.
Like an electrified bit of floor. So as well as a zzzz, you get the shrieks of the people.
An actual alarm clock.
A whoopee cushion.
A whoopee cushion. Yeah.
It'll make people laugh.
Yeah.
What if the whole floor was whoopee cushions? That would be great, isn't it?
Yeah. And then James Milner wakes up and he will... don't forget, it's a mechanical James Milner. He will... He will eat you.
Oh.
He will eat you. A bit like Alison...
Becker.
Yeah.
Do
you go into the James Milner kitchen?
So
no gift shop this time.
If he's fiberglass, is animatronic fiberglass?
Yeah, animatronic fiberglass. Got a problem with that?
Yeah, I've got to build it.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about fiberglass or animatronic.
Well, fiberglass is easy.
Okay, I've done it. I've done it.
Animatronic, mate. Animatronic was invented in like the 1960s.
But how? So, okay, how's he going to find you? How's
animatronic just means like motors on joint.
Yeah,
yeah. He's
so
not
just put some motors on some joints.
He hasn't got artificially self-aware. Mm. He's not going to think, I'm waking up as the manifestation of James Milner, and I've got to eat these noisy people that are farting all over my floor. How are we going to? How's he going to hone in on whoever's woken him up?
Well, you know, he's got laser eyes that are heat-seeking. Again, no, sound-seeking. Sound-seeking, sound-seeking.
Yeah, sound-seeking.
Sonar eyes.
Good save.
Sonar eyes.
Good save. Sonar eyes, mate. What, we got a problem with that as well now,
Mark? Sonar eyes.
Lest we forget, radar was invented in the last century, Mark.
Yes.
So if you're saying to me, oh, we haven't got the technology... Just watch Blimmin' Escape from Colditz or whatever
Lots
that U-boat film
okay,
was called.
I'm writing this down. Watch Escape from Colditz.
The other idea was International Break Hotel.
Mm.
It's a bit of a lottery, or you pay extra and you just have James Milner sleeping in your room with you at night time. And that gets away from the fiberglass giant James Milner game.
One of my many questions is why James Milner?
Yeah, well, Boring James Milner is his nickname.
Puts you to sleep.
And Snoring James Milner.
But I think he's disproved that, hasn't he? He's come out and shown he's not boring. He's actually great.
You can't get rid of a nickname that easily. You know, your nickname at school was like the giant bell end. What was it again?
Mike Hooper.
Yeah, Mike Hooper. Yeah. You never lift that one down, have you?
I still sometimes call you Mike.
Yeah,
exactly.
I didn't even know you at school.
Well, it got abbreviated to Hooper.
Hoops.
NBA?
It was more Hooper because you could really like yell it across from the far field. Hooper!
Well, did you ever get Hoopo, like that red bird?
No, I never got Hoopo.
Did you ever get Whooping Cough?
No, that's
whooping cough.
That's whooping cough.
That's what?
Whooping cough. It's a W.
Like whip.
Yeah, but you don't pronounce the W.
You do if you're me.
And you certainly don't pronounce the H before the W. Whooping cough.
Whooping cough.
You don't. You do not.
You do. I've got a degree in English, so I know.
Well, I don't remember that module. Yeah, but
day one at university, my director of study said, "By the way, it's whooping cough."
I don't want.
He did
James
the course,
Milner.
So you wouldn't remember it. You did French.
Why am I? I did French and I did English as well. Yeah, I did English and French, mate. Well, double the work.
You did it wrong. Your director of studies went, by the way, it's whooping cough. You don't pronounce a W.
It's because it's
fail.
Manchester.
Have you gone to my university? Fail.
Yeah.
Do you have to learn English when you learn French? Otherwise, you wouldn't like be able to read the dictionary.
Yeah, it's like you have to.
Nothing to translate it to.
You're maison. Maison. What does that mean? Oh, I don't know.
Sorry, the other half's a mystery to me. It's all Greek to me. Yeah, I don't just want to pay James Milner to sleep in people's bedrooms at random. I mean, what's the
That's
point
a shame
of that?
Because he's up for that.
What is the point of that? You know, you've had a long day at football land, you get back and it's like jury duty. You've drawn the short straw.
Do you have to
James
cuddle up
Milner's.
To him or can you just ignore him?
Well, you wouldn't. It might be like white noise, his snoring. It might put you to sleep. It might be actually hypnotistic.
I wouldn't underestimate what length people will go to take a selfie these days.
Yeah.
People travel all sorts of miles, like for a geo-tagged like Instagram post.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they travel out into the middle of nowhere in America because there were some poppies on somebody's picture.
Yeah.
So you put James Milner in a hotel room, I'm in. I mean, I'm not because I don't, but there's lots of people who would like to lie down next to a sleeping James Milner and take a picture of that. And
but we'd have to keep him asleep.
Didn't that artist
we'd have to fill
video
him with Valium.
Yeah, that's fine. Or during the night, during the off hours, that's tough, isn't it? Because maybe it'd have to be during the day.
A lot of people come in with jet lag.
Yeah, it's tough. We need to get him on a treadmill. We need to tire him out. He's a lot of stamina. We need to really tire him out.
Yeah.
And then he'll need the recovery time. And that's, I think, when we get...
Also, we need to position him on his back so he's snoring at all times. We can't have a James Milner that is not snoring.
If you arrive when he's in the being tired out phase, you've got James Milner on a treadmill in the corner of your room. That's going to keep you awake.
True.
Yeah.
You say about the back thing, I was snoring the other night and I woke up. I was on my front, like with my nose properly, like fully pushed in, and I was going... Because I was suffocating myself in my sleep. Lucky I woke
up. It could be a James Milner sleep clinic then.
Oh.
Where he, James Milner...
Teaches me how to sleep.
Well, he helps people out with, like, he diagnoses any sleep apnea or snoring difficulties that people have in a sleep clinic at football land. So then we're giving something back. Maybe that could be during the day he's working in the lab... working out people's sleep diagnoses.
Oh, yeah, no,
and then at night, he's...
Whilst he's on a treadmill.
And then at night, he could be on a treadmill.
If
just
he's
looking
on a treadmill
at graphs.
In a lab, though, and he's got to do something fiddly with test tubes, he's going to spill it.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure many sleep doctors are using test tubes
they're
when they're diagnosing
Anthony,
people's apnea.
You don't know that. They're scientists. They have to do clever stuff with test
tubes. They've got to find a way to get those silly... fighter pilot masks off people's noses.
Yeah.
If there's one like real like bane in society, it's that.
Yeah.
Being married to somebody with a tiny gas mask on their nose at night with tubes coming out the face.
Yeah.
That needs fixing.
Yeah.
And there's only really one man that can do it.
And that's James Milner.
That's James Milner, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, we have to...
in his lab.
We have to work out a way... Because if James Milner diagnoses his own snoring problem, then that's game over for the second part. So we have to either knock him out before he diagnoses himself, keep him unconscious to such a
But he has to be unconscious
degree.
To snore. So
yeah,
how's
but
he, gonna...
he can't wake up in the middle of the night and be like, or be with a partner.
This is like Inception.
And also, so also, if
what layer of James snoring James Milner are we?
Also, the
are
trouble
we in
is
the giant fiberglass James Milner, or are we in somebody's bedroom, or are we in the lab?
Well, the sleep clinic is inside a giant fiberglass James Milner snoring on its side.
Right.
So that's the sleep clinic.
Right.
So yeah, that makes sense.
So, you're
creeping around on a floor full of whoopee cushions whilst a sleep clinic shaped like giant James Milner. Is trying to eat you.
Yeah, and that
is this the sleep clinic?
Yeah, no, this is the wrong entrance. This is the exit. You need to go round the side, mate.
And when you get inside James Milner, There's another James Milner on a treadmill.
But yeah, but he's diagnosing you. But the trouble also we have is that if he's going to a random,
that's the problem.
A random person's bedroom every night as the exhibit of him snoring, and that's the attraction, we're going to have to lie to him about why he's going to a different room every night and with a random stranger.
Exactly.
Mm. And on any pamphlets...
That's the drawback of this idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Any pamphlets, we've got to then not... We've got to stop... We've got to unteach James Milner how to read. Because if he finds out why he's there... It's game over. He will diagnose his own sleep problem.
He's very obedient. We just say to him, don't look at those pamphlets over there.
And how do we? Why do we tell him about the different room he's sleeping in? Just for clothes for cleaning. Or maybe if we just, you know, because he went to different clubs, we'll just say, oh, imagine it's a different club.
Yeah. You're in the Leeds room tonight.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night you're in the Man City room.
Yeah, that I think we could only get about 4 or 5 days out of James Milner at this rate.
Well, I'm not sure.
Four or five golden days.
Well, that's a good selling point, though, isn't it? Yeah. You want to come in the James Milner overlap.
For 4 or 5 days only. James Milner.
Or snoring James Milner, but you don't have to read that James Milner. Yeah.
Do you snore? Do you like doing river dance on a floor of farts? You need to book yourself in to Football Land for these dates only.
Yeah, like a medical trial. They're only fine, right? Aren't
they? So we're paying people to come and...
No, we won't, but we have... No. No, no.
Medical
we need to make
trial,
money
and
here.
Then in the small print, it's going to cost you a lot of money.
Yeah, that's it. So that's. I think we've ironed out a few problems there.
Oh yeah. I think by ironing them out, we've created more.
It's difficult, isn't it?
It is a tough one.
I'm not going to start building this just yet.
Right. It's probably time to vote on this before we have an extra.
All in favour of snoring James Milner, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Thank you.
Well done.
Glad you've seen the light.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And
this is called Victorian Terrace Piss Bowl.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it a urine? Is it a toilet?
It's not a toilet.
Okay.
Sort of.
Right.
It comes with a nice little catchy sort of subtitle.
Go on.
Avoid the piss. Don't get sent to the workhouse.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Okay.
So
is that two separate things to avoid?
No.
Yeah, avoid the piss and the workhouse. Oh, no. Does piss make you go to the workhouse?
Yeah, avoid the piss, comma. Don't get sent to the workhouse, full stop. So yeah. Not a semicolon. So right. They're not two separate things. Just avoid the piss and don't get sent.
If you don't avoid the piss, you will be sent to the workhouse.
Sent to the workhouse. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So people wax lyrical about the olden days, don't they?
They do.
And they like to wax lyrical about the terrace. Nothing about the terrace is really like good or appealing.
No.
And one of the things that people overlook the most about terraces is that people couldn't be asked to go to the toilet and so would routinely just piss where they stood.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd either piss into a bottle.
I do that in seats, though, to be fair.
Yeah. And it does still happen these days. If you go to, some people at away grounds will just go up the back and go for a piss if they can't be asked to go to the toilet. Yeah, it depends what ground you're in. Back in the day, and this happened, because terraces were just a bit of mud and there wasn't really toilets. So people would go up to the top of the terrace, which was just a mud bank, and piss at the top and it would run down.
Yeah.
I remember going to Wembley in 1994 and it pretty much being an open sewer in the concourse.
Yeah.
There was a gutter that ran round.
Yeah.
Just where you come down the steps from it, and that was just piss. So not that long ago. So this is a bit like a pinball game. And I'm not talking like one of those fancy pinballs with all the bells and flippers and, the kind of 70s, 80s pinballs.
Like Victorian pinball.
I'm talking Bagatelle, I think.
Bagatelle. Yeah. Where you, pushed it with a stick.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a
I've
board.
Got a Bagatelle table at home.
Ooh, it's a board with nails in, isn't it?
Board with nails in. The precursor to pinball, as you say.
So essentially all it is a terrace. There is a very drunk man at the top who is having a wee. And it comes down the terrace and the sort of, I don't think they're real people.
Mm-hmm.
There's sort of cardboard cutouts of people that deflect the piss into different channels very rapidly and quickly. Yeah, yeah. Things escalate really quickly. Uh-huh. All you got to do is get from the bottom of the terrace to the top of the terrace without getting any piss on your shoes.
Oh my goodness, that is amazing.
That's great.
Yeah, I can see that. Almost like a pyramid.
Yeah, a bit like an Inca pyramid.
Yeah.
You could have a four...
You could have a four-person race.
Yeah, and there's just one main source of urine from the top, from a kind of...
It's just yellow Lucozade, isn't it? We could get it sponsored by Lucozade.
Yeah.
Well, we could get that sponsored by Lucozade. Mark, can you get on that?
Yeah, I'm on it already. We've got to get him to drink something indelible.
Ooh. Yeah, well, Lucozade's pretty indelible, mate. Have you ever got that on your shirt? Ruined a shirt with Lucozade original.
Will it show up on shoes? Do we need a special FBI-type camera that shows Lucozade piss on your shoes?
Oh, the FBI got special cameras?
Well, when they, on CSI New York, they go in and there's cum camera where they have a filter and, there's a splash of semen
well,
up the wall.
That's not only, mate, the people
MTV.
That have cum cameras are FBI police or hotel inspectors on Channel 5.
Yeah.
And it's just like some lady, middle-aged presenter, and she's like, oh, look at that, semen all up in that bed.
Yeah.
Oh, the hotel inspectors comes back, sponsored by Andrex.
Why is there semen all over the outside of the bin?
There was an MTV show, do you not remember it? It was like... I don't know if it was Cribs, but there was one where it was
Cribs, where someone just come up the wall.
What? No, there was an MTV show where somebody's mum would go in their room with a black light and go, and they'd inspect the sheets.
God.
I think it was like a kind of dating show or something. And the potential suitor's mum went in and was like, yeah, he
some
wanks.
Some mothers would have him or something.
Yeah.
He wanks.
Yeah, he wanks.
Yeah, he wanks.
So can we get...
that was a show over.
Do we need that kind of technology to... Because otherwise people are going to claim, I made it to the top and I've got no Lucozade piss on me.
Well, I think these shoes... I think it's very simple.
Look, sensors on the shoes.
No, don't even need sensors. Literally, you can't get anything wet on your shoes. So as long as it is an absorbent shoe.
Yeah.
So
it, like sponge.
We could put a sponge
like
sole.
Sponge cowboy hats, but sponge shoes.
Yeah.
So just on the sole, you've got a sponge sole on your shoe. Yeah. And it's got to be a shoe as well, because I think you're dressed like a Victorian.
Okay.
So well, quite a heavy
famous
shoe.
Sponge so a hobnailed sponge boot.
A hobnailed sponge boot.
That's like a prequel to SpongeBob SquarePants, isn't it?
Victorian SpongeBob SquarePants.
Well, like, what's the... It's like Steptoe and Son meets SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Oh, Harold. I've got piss on my shoe.
Oh, you dirty old
man. Dirty old
man. It wasn't my fault. I went to football then. There was a piss pyramid. I couldn't help myself, Harold.
There was a piss what?
We could get Jamie Vardy to play Wilfred Bramble because they look similar. Yeah, they look very similar.
Yeah, they do. I like how we're broadening the appeal of this podcast more and more for an American audience as we go on.
Yeah.
So, I think the piss shoe thing is really simple, and let's not overcomplicate this. We don't need much technology.
No, hang on. How do you not cheat? What, are you squeezing your sole of your shoe into a bucket at the top of the pyramid?
It could be that.
We've all done it.
You Paul Simon song.
The sponges are the soles of her shoes.
Or
pistons on the soles of his shoes.
Ta-na-na.
Ta-na-na.
Ladysmith Plackham.
I think it's really simple. I don't think we need to complicate it. It could be just the colour of a shoe. it could be like a greyish sponge material.
Yeah.
And look, at the top, if you really, really, really aren't, you know, if you're unsure about the moisture that's not going to show up in the bottom of the shoe, we could have like some kind of little hydrometer that you test it with.
Yeah.
And I think if you get to the top and you win, you get given a bowler hat.
Yeah.
Sponge bowler hat?
Why not? And if you don't, you get given a flat cap.
Yeah.
And you have to work at one of our rides, concessions, attractions,
volunteer,
or something for the rest of the day. And
forced
you have to
volunteer.
Earn your way out of football.
That's great. That's clever.
Very
I like
simple.
That a lot.
Where's the workhouse, though? That is the workhouse.
Okay.
I mean, it's unpaid labour, Mark, you know.
And just
and
to,
there's a really high chance
for
of death
completeness,
at football.
Yeah, absolutely. And just for completeness, I think the flat cap should be full of chod.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm not sure about, and I'm willing to be convinced, is the pyramid structure, because where is the football taking place?
I mean, there is a football pyramid, literally.
Yeah,
this
there is
a
Mark,
literal
yeah,
football pyramid.
And it's a terrace. And, you know, you could have some football sound effects on a big tannoy.
No, but the terrace is looked at football.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's a pyramid, the game...
All right, stick a game behind you.
The
stick
game would
four
have
games on the bottom.
That's it. Four
yeah,
games
stick
of football.
Four games of football.
I'm also on the fence about the pyramid because, you know, this could also not be steps. This could also just be a mud bank.
You're right, but if you think about ease
I'm
of construction,
of something that Mark can actually build.
Well, no, he doesn't have to build a pyramid because we can nick one from Mexico. Go to Chichen Itza. They've got like four or five there.
Mark, could you easily nick a pyramid from
Chichen Itza because they did it in Despicable Me in Egypt?
Either nick a pyramid. Or find a muddy bank. I'm probably favouring the latter.
Yeah.
Well, where are you going to find a muddy bank? In Qatar. How are you going to keep that muddy, Mark?
With piss.
You're going to have a lot of Lucozade to mud that up all the time.
Yeah.
It's easier in an arid climate to nick a pyramid from Chichen Itza.
Actually, it does need to be stone, doesn't it? Because if it's mud, it's permanently moist.
Yeah.
And then your shoes won't reveal whether you've won or not.
Yeah.
True.
It needs
fine.
To be
okay.
Chichen Itza.
Yeah, I will. That's the first.
So nicking the pyramid.
Logical
Would
thing.
Would an Egyptian pyramid be wrong?
I just think that there's more in Chichen Itza, and with the greatest of respect to Mexico, I just feel that the Great Pyramids of Giza are so well known, it would be more difficult to nick one from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
in Mexico.
Are we doing one block at a time, Great Escape style? We'll build special trousers that carry bits of pyramid all the way across to Qatar.
And also, we haven't got a north...
coming in with, like, massive trousers. Anything bringing in? No, nothing here. And you just...
And we can call it... put it in the CONCACAF area because it's from Mexico.
Yeah.
Do they have terraces still in South American football?
Well, it's North America, Mark, Mexico. We've had this debate
but
before.
Also, it's Central America,
it's
actually.
It's not Central America,
actually.
It's North America. It's is North it? America. Anyway.
I'm ready to vote on this. Need to complicate this. We just keep this simple.
Oh, yeah. Keep it simple, stupid.
Keep it simple. Yep.
CONCACAF needs a new... Right.
Yeah, there's a debate
Victorian.
On that. I don't know how much Victorian football there was in CONCACAF, but I'll have a look and I'll get back to you. All those in favour of Victorian Terrace Piss Ball, say aye after three. One, two, three.
Aye. Well done, Ryan. Yes.
Great stuff. Brilliant.
Sean, tell them about Football Land.
Football Land is the one for me. Football Land is the one for me. Good for you and your baby. Yeah.
Football Land. I actually do.
Mark, you've got an attraction.
Yes, so my attraction, and I will build a prototype of this.
Whoa.
I'm working on it already.
Oh.
And similar to Ryan, I want to keep this really simple because there is something pure at the heart of this idea. It's called Freaky Free Kicks.
Ooh.
So I'm attracted by the idea of a ride that replicates the when people take a free kick and someone jumps over the ball and then runs back round, and then you can have a second person do that. You can have a third person. You can do the whole team if you want to. This is like, you know, the chair planes. A real fairground attraction. So you're in a chair, which is suspended on it's actually a bungee cord above you. So you're spinning round at vast speed, and there is an enlarged football on the ground, which... when you get on the ride and it rises and you're spinning round and round, you can't reach the football, but you can sort of try and bounce your way with bungee. The bunginess of the ropes that are attached to the saddle that you're sitting on. So as you swing round, you've got to try and make contact with this enlarged football.
So take the free kick or just to hit it?
Just to hit it.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have a goal. We probably should have a goal. But that's just a bonus extra. The thrill is how many people are going to look like they've jumped over the ball before you can do it.
Yeah.
And the prototype I'm building to try and get this elasticity element so that we know how kind of hard or how easy it is to shift your weight down so that you can actually kick the ball. I'm experimenting with a snooker ball in a pair of tights.
Oh, yeah.
But
the gangster's choice.
The gangster's choice, but it...
They always have tights on them, don't they?
Yeah, they... but rubbing a bank or putting a snooker ball in.
Yeah.
There's a lot of snooker clubs with missing balls.
Snooker ball...
Has everyone seen the black ball, lads?
It's snooker ball in a sock, though, isn't it, for gangsters? Snooker ball in tights isn't going so well because they just kind of break.
Get a ladder in them,
I tried lowering the scale and I've been experimenting with a marble in a condom.
Oh, yeah.
And that's... I mean, a snooker ball in a condom is too big.
Yeah.
A marble is too small. I
need
something
for you, mate.
Heavy. I need something heavy.
Yeah.
That could bounce around a bit in a condom.
Ball bearing.
In a condom.
That's why they're smaller than a marble.
Yeah.
Well,
you get different sizes.
A gobstopper from a sweet shop.
Yeah.
It would be quite sticky, though, wouldn't it?
This might sound a bit obvious.
Yeah.
Have you thought about using a bungee cord and, say, a coconut?
How would you get a bungee cord onto a coconut?
Drill a hole in it.
Mm.
That would be a good weight bungee ratio. Maybe if you wanted something a bit heavier, crown green bowls. That ball in a little bowling bag, like those little nylon ones.
And then attach that to a bungee cord.
That to a bungee cord is probably a good ratio.
That's getting too big for one person to experiment with. That needs... Well, I can only do that if I'm, like, from a top floor window.
How long's your bungee cord?
Well, the size of a bowling ball in a bowling bag attached to a bungee cord.
But crown green, not tempin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But still, there's not...
Trouble is, though, you wouldn't need the bowling bag if you had the tempin ball because you have the finger holes, don't you?
Yeah, but you're not going to attach... What are you going to attach the bungee cord?
Crocodile clip.
And by bungee cord, do you mean like the things that you attach on the back of a bike?
Yeah,
I think the scale is still not quite right.
Right.
Oh. I would have thought, because what, are you going to spin round with it in your hand?
Yeah.
Like, I would have thought that, like, you with a short bungee and a ground green bowling ball gaffer taped on.
Yeah.
I would have thought that would have been
enough to was it
maybe
around.
What size football are we talking as well? Shall I experiment with an actual football?
What? Stepping over a football when you're like suspended in midair on a bungee?
Now he wants to walk.
I want to replicate the kind of centrifugal kind of element before you make contact with the ball.
Yeah, I know, but...
He wants to know the play in the bungee rope.
But because another idea that I'm thinking of adding to this, which might make it more fun but will be harder to experiment with in a prototype, is some kind of elasticated leg. So you're on the aeroplanes, you're at the same height, but you can control the length, like Inspector Gadget legs.
Yeah.
So you're mostly stepping over the
ball. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I'm already in.
Yeah, it'll be, okay,
I'm so... instantly, you said elasticated leg, and I went, yes!
I'm thinking of the wrong trousers, Wallace and Gromit, where you've got a waist, you've got, what you could do is the aeroplane is a pair of legs. Each bit you sit in is a pair of legs. Oh, so you sit in the waist, and then you've got these long legs.
Mm.
But what
and
if
you're
both
controlling
of you...
them with your own legs? Your legs are in some legs.
Yeah.
But this is the way we can make a bit of cash and like for the kids, that each one is a different famous footballer's legs.
Ooh.
And all you really need is a pair of shorts with a number on, like famous number, like Paul Pogba, number 6 at United, like a pair of Man United shorts with 6 on them and his legs. Maybe his boots are his actual boots.
Is there a danger that both legs are going to make contact with the ball, which would be like a play? Imagine a team of people jumping over the ball and then Jamie Vardy steps up or whoever to take the free kick and hits it with both legs.
Like a Sabutio play. Well, no, they're both controllable, the legs.
Wasn't there time that Giggs and somebody both kicked the free kick at the same time?
Oh, yeah. I seem to remember that.
Quite fun.
Yes. So it is possible.
They didn't know who scored?
Yeah. Yeah, but that is quite rare. Jumping over, I can see.
I guess the only problem, I got really excited by the expandy legs,
mm-hmm.
by the stretchy legs, because I saw them more as like, do you remember the Tango Man?
Mm.
And you could get a real life Tango Man, and he was quite stretchy, almost like a silly.
What do you mean you could get a real life Tango Man?
Like you could get
life
a toy.
Sized.
Like you could get a little toy Tango Man.
Yeah.
In real life, I should have said. And like I saw it as a silly, like almost like Mr. Blobby's leg.
Yeah.
Like that's quite fun. I can see kids and adults alike sat in a kind of in one of those
inside Paul Pogba's shorts.
Yeah, in the shorts.
In his bum.
Like
sitting inside his bum.
Those children's swings you get where you put your legs through the holes.
Yeah. That's definitely the
I think that, and the fact of you on those, is almost, that's what you got to do. You just need an adult size, one of those door bouncers that little kids have.
Yes, Mark, an adult size door bouncer.
Attach that to an outdoor washing line.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just go, right, bounce yourself, time it, and you've got to kick this ball.
You've got to get that ball over the fence.
Yeah. Mm. What were those things that went downstairs?
Slinkies.
Slinky, like slinky legs.
Yeah.
That's quite... fun.
But you don't get any control over a slinky leg.
No, but you don't
you
get
still
much
want
control
a bit of
over
control.
This. Not much, not too much, because otherwise everyone would be kicking the ball every time they go around.
That's fair enough, but you don't get any control with a slinky.
When
you do. It's all about the release. Like, it's like bobsleigh.
Yeah, the release.
It's all about the
It's about the release. The it's like three... Right, okay. You've got to release it, not as you... Yeah, you've got to time it. So you've got to eject the legs and they go...
Yeah.
But if you get the timing wrong, you might get it round on the second time.
Okay,
round.
lads.
You risk wrapping it round someone who's riding three carts behind you.
Have you ever, have you ever had a slinky and it had been perfectly formed when you finished with it? It's all bent, the springs are fucked. We're gonna spend loads of money on
trying to make
springs
a perfect
being fucked.
Donut out of it.
No, but like any tiny bit of it's like they're made
of
glass.
Part of the fun.
Yeah, but it's not part of the fun when the next person's getting on their slinky legs.
It is.
It's true.
It's going to be...
like banger racing. The more beaten up the car, the more fun it is.
What I will say is Slinky made them, I guess, that they were shit. So you bought more, whereas we don't want to have to make more Slinky leg footballers.
Well, I'll carry on experimenting with the bowling ball inside a condom, but I'm running out of windows.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's gone wrong too many times and the house is looking a mess.
Yeah.
Film some of these.
Yeah, okay. That's the plan.
Oh, nice. Lovely. All right, well, just on that alone, because I want to watch them, I'm going to vote this in,
Okay, so all those in favour of freaky free kicks being part of Football Land, say aye after three. 1, 2, 3.
Aye.
Yeah.
Really good. Looking forward to that.
foot.
All right. Well, that was good, wasn't it?
Well, that was another episode of Football Land
in the books.
Do you know what?
And let's make the park next week, guys. Yeah. Let's promise everyone. Next week,
next week we'll be live from a building site.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm most excited about?
What?
I've built a prototype. Mm-hmm. You've built a prototype, yeah. Anthony. Mark's gonna.
Everyone will build a prototype this week.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I'll even show a video of my arsewipe swing in my garden.
I'm happy to not see you on a dildo-powered washing machine. Or washing machine-powered dildo.
It's been built for like 18 months and nobody's allowed to see it.
Yeah, I'm happy for that to stay the case.
Okay, like to see... Ryan on a dildo on a washing machine.
Spinning
join our
round.
Patreon, and that'll be some exclusive content. We will send that over. Join our Patreon. Send us your ride ideas and
rate
us and send us your jingles.
And we
love you. And we'll see you next week. And we'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.